Amen, amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone, all the saints and all the visitors that are listening to us from here and around the world. Happy Sabbath. I would have been happier if Pastor Baxter didn't start preaching the sermon for me. Almost everything that he said will be a repeat. Thank you, anyway. I need no introduction. Everybody knows Elder Pirano from Delaware. And I thank God for being his mouthpiece this morning. And hope everyone will be blessed and use everything that you will hear in your daily lives, and you will be having no trouble moving forward. Every day we know in this country that in some other places around the world, food is being thrown away. Using food as suicide by food is I'm going to personalize that today, because you can get killed by food. Food cannot be arrested. Food cannot be put in jail. You cannot prosecute food. So you are responsible for what happens to you. So you need to know how to use food. But you might be saying to yourself, well, I've been eating all my life and I'm still here. I'm still breathing. But how healthy are you? Most of us are living in places where food is scarce, and places that food is very abundant, and it's all up to you to know and to pray to God and let the Holy Spirit help you to know how to use food in your daily lives. Before we move forward, let us ask the Lord to grant us safe passage. Our Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord, for choosing me this morning to be your mouthpiece, to be the one that bring the word from on high. Let every ear and everyone today that hear this sermon may come out with a blessing and have a change of attitude and of heart when it comes to food. Bless us to this end. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As I was saying, every day in this country or some places around the world, food is being thrown away. And some people are starving to death. But some manage to kill themselves or committing suicide by eating too much. Eating right in a world gone wrong. God's laws are intended to bless and benefit his people spiritually, physically, and socially. Not normally bound to follow, but it is wise. Is it wise to ignore them? God desires good health for his people, even in a fallen world. God promised good health to the Jewish people if you will listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what he considers right, if you pay attention to his command and obey all his laws, I will never make you suffer any of the diseases I made on the Egyptians suffer, because I am the Lord who heals you. In Exodus 15, 26. There will be but a few verses that will be spoken about this morning throughout the sermon. This sermon is mostly tailored to educate you, mostly on about how to eat. And eating is part of worship. I will, the word in Hebrew for cure is Rapha, R-A-P-H-A-H, Rapha. It means to mend, to cure, and to repair. These comments include those which deals with what we should and should not eat. In Leviticus 11, God, after the flood, you see all the food that God was permitted us to eat and those that were not permitted to eat. God's original menu to Adam and Eve says, I have given you every plant with seed on the face of the earth and every tree that has fruit with seeds. This will be your food, spoken in Genesis 1 verse 29. Includes all grain, vegetable with seed. There's so much information that will be conveyed through this sermon. Some of you may take notes. And if possible, I can always submit that sermon through our secretary, and she could make it available to you. There's a lot of information available here. A lot to last us for at least 3 hours. If you want to hang with me for 3 hours,
yeah.
Buckle your seatbelt. grains, vegetable with seed, includes beans, legumes, sesame, corn, extra, nuts, and fruits. Adam and Eve were vegans. Those who lived prior to the flood had a lifespan of approaching 1,000 years. Today, Seventh-day Adventists who are mostly vegans live an average of 12 years longer than the regular population. Give me a second. Gone too fast. Yeah, than the regular population, and have lower rate of degenerated diseases. The Anzas live in the Himalayas with no cancer, no ulcers, appendicitis, colitis, health diseases, or hypertension weren't found. They ate grains, nuts, vegetables, fruits, and legumes only. They live between 90 and 120 years. Today, modern lifestyle have made inroads, and the Anzas are losing their longevity. Ideal condition in the Garden of Eden, perfect condition for growing a perfect vegetable garden. No weeds, no poisonous plants. Imagine the right variety. Perfect condition for Adam and Eve to obtain perfect nutrition, plants filled with amino acids, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and enzymes. They ate their food raw, picked at a peak of perfection, obtained health benefits the sun without getting skin cancer. Large variety of the best food tasting fresh foods, Adam and Eve were designed to be vegan with a digestive system designed for uncooked plant foods, and had a perfect natural supply of digestive enzymes. According to United Nations Food and Agriculture Division, there are about 250,000 to 300,000 species of edible plants in the world. This is more than I thought was, and this is just what they have found. This is the only part that they surveyed, but there are so many that they don't know about. When you watch the television nowadays, it is saturated by food commercials about Big Mac and cheese, chicken, beef, fish, pork, lobsters, crabs, shrimp, and many other creeping things that I don't know about that they serve in the food industry. You probably are asking yourselves, what do food nutrition have to do with our salvation or spirituality? In everything. Because I hear often that you are what you eat. You are what you digest. We eat to survive, but not survive to eat. Ellen G. White admonished us in Country Living book several places that she repeatedly urged us to take advantage of the country living as conditions in our world toward the final events. Seventh-day Adventist recalls the Lord's instruction about living in the cities with their congestion, corruption, and conflicts. The cities do not provide a wholesome environment for Christian families. Nutrition and the Bible. I do have a disclaimer before I proceed when it comes to that. The following information you are about to hear is not to prevent any cure or any specific disease, but obeying God's counsel will. I have three Bible principles for you. Eat the food God created for you to eat. Do not alter God's design. And do not let food or drink become your God. God's original plans for Adam and Eve was to eat only vegetable, nuts, grains, and fruits. And there were a large variety of food for them to eat. But for some reason, the serpent came and whispered into her ears that if you, by admiring that fruit so much, you know, he enters into her ears and tell her, you know the story already, that this is awesome if you eat that fruit. Is it real that you will not surely die? No, she knows that she knows all about God already. He came from heaven. So he beguiled Eve. Thus Eve seduced Adam also. And here we are, the whole saga continues. Less than ideal. Less than the ideal after sin and death enter the world. Adam and Eve would now die. Their body would no longer perfect. Their body is no longer perfect. Built-in aging, deterioration, defectiveness, allergies, disease, sickness, and death. And Genesis 3:18, curse is the ground because of you. Through painful toil will you eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat plants of the field. God broadens the menu, gives permission to eat herbs, food without seeds, in them leaves, roots, and tubers, vegetable, like lettuce, cabbage, kale, spinach, carrots, parsnips, beets, etc. There's so many things that I am numbering here. I am enumerating here about food. Once I was asked at work by one of my coworkers. They cooked something for the clients and they offered me some out of it. And I said, no, I don't eat this. They say, what about that? I say, I don't eat that. They say, what about this one? I said, no, I don't eat that either. And they said, what do you eat? And I said, there's so many things to eat. You just cling on eating the things that you like to eat. And then my witness, you know, starts right there just by them offering me that food. So I've always, you know, looking for an opportunity to really open up a parenthesis, you know, to witness, start with food. And food is the best way you can start witnessing to somebody. But to other people, it could be an attack. There are ways that you can start telling people, or not boasting that, no, I don't eat this, I don't eat that, look how healthy I am. Don't ever do that. Just teach them what the Bible say about how to eat and how not to eat. And I'm sure that today, one of these coworkers that I have been talking about how to eat today, I think she's with us. I don't know if she's here right now. She may have introduced herself later on, but I think one of them is watching, because I have a few of them that came, that visit us prior to today. If you are here today, her name is Faith, and I hope that you have faith in God, Faith. After the great flood, God tells Noah, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you green plants, and now I give you everything, but you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. You may not eat food that has lifeblood still in it. Genesis 9:3-4, God gives permission to eat animal meat, but with a restriction. What about sea creatures, birds, and insects? Of the fowls, creatures living in the waters of the sea and the streams, you may eat any that has fins and scales. Anything living in the waters that does not have fins or scale is to be detestable to you. In Leviticus 11, chapter verse 1, verse 9 through 12. If scavengers, shrimp, oysters, etc., collect the waste and toxins from the bottom of the sea, all these things are abomination to your body. an abomination unto the Lord. Birds are scavengers and are not to be eaten. In Leviticus 13 through 18, you have vultures, crows, insects, which may be eaten or may not be eaten, are listed in Leviticus 20 through 23. If you go through the book of Leviticus, you read it, you will be a happy camper. You'll be a healthy living person. Grasshoppers are okay for food. I didn't know that. Grasshoppers are okay for food. The Israelites started crying again and said, if only I had meat to eat. Remember all the free fish and we ate in Egypt, and the cucumbers, watermelon, leeks, onions, and garlic we had. But now we've lost our appetite. Everything we look, there is nothing but manna. Mm-hmm. And it spoke in Numbers, book of Numbers 11, chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. You may recall that food is a very integral part of the Bible and in life. We know that Jesus, when he was on earth, his ministry was healing and feeding people. Mm-hmm. And a greater number of his miracles were feeding. Because no one ever forget that he fed 5,000 plus people that were hungry when he was preaching. And they had basket fulls of fishes and bread left. And right after that, he fed these people. They wanted to name him king. Food plays a very big role in our society and in life. And remember, the Israelites was eating manna that they got tired of for 40 years. So food is a very good integral part in our society and in life these days. You know, modern evaluation of toxins in animal meat, all designated clean animals are in the safe range. All unclean animals are in the toxic range. All the unclean animals are in the toxic range. That's why every 3 months or every 6 months, you must be detoxify your body, because people eat, they're poisoning themselves. Thus, I came up with this title for the sermon, Suicide by Food, because the Bible clearly says all the things that we should eat and all the things that we should not eat. Milk and meat should not be consumed together. Some of you may need to take note, because there's a lot of good information here for you guys today. Milk and meat should not be consumed together. Milk interferes with the digestion of meat. In Exodus 23:19, you can find that. It says, do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Small amounts of butter are permitted. God gives instruction to use olive oil. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with wheat and barley, wines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive and honey. speaking on the, you can find those references in Deuteronomy 8, verse 7 and 8. Olive oil contains anti-cancer property. Olive oil contains anti-cancer properties. It leads to more efficient cardiac contractions and does not lead to vascular disease. Olive oil is digested in a process similar to complex carbohydrate. Olive oil was once scorned by many in the medical profession, but it is now highly recommended. Living versus dead food. Like I said earlier, you are what you digest. Overprocessing food and overeating destroy digestive enzymes. Food, fresh vegetable, found in fresh vegetables, whole grains, fruits and nuts and seeds. Overheating, and reheating vegetable oils, them have cardio. There's so many words here that they come up with that I can't even pronounce. Cardiocinogenic. God has placed enzyme in food to help with the digestive process. Adam and Eve ate raw food, plants containing all the enzymes put into them. We only receive benefits from the food our bodies are able to digest properly. Processed and refined vegetable oil found on supermarket shelves undergo procedures which completely changes their natural structure, changing them into clear, odorless oil that are tasteless killers. So much information here. I'm educating myself also. Excellent press. Expellers press on refined liquid oils protected from air, light, heat, and chemicals retains the natural healthy structure of the oil available in food co-ops. That's a place in Pennsylvania. I think that you could find those whole some food. Store in refrigerator, small amount of olive oil or butter are best for cooking. Healing, plants that heal, food that heals. So just in case, all those instructions that we are having about eating right, in that sermon, you will not find any of the natural remedies that are available just in case we did not pay attention or listen to the counsels of these of the Bible. Those remedies are not available, but I do have a list of all these natural remedies that we may be able to use just in case we overeating ourselves. Healthy nutrients, food that God created for your health. This is a partial list I'm going to give you. Sulfites, onions and garlic. Indoles and sulforaphanes. Cruciferous vegetable. Carcinogens, there's so many type of food here. Antioxidants to protect cells, carrots, sea vegetables, brightly colored vegetables, indoles and lignans, whole grains, polyphenols, green teas, lemonine, citrus fruits, and those are the type of fruits that food. This is a grouping of fruits that I am telling you about. Which one? Quercetin, which is grapes, ESP, and the skin. Then you have phenolase, which is raw fruit and vegetable. And this, I will make sure that you get a list of all, that you get that sermon so you have all the list of the things that are available for you. And we have soybeans and soy products, flax seeds. These antioxidants works together to protect the body cells from the destructive action of free radicals. That's why it is important to eat a variety of vegetables and fruit every day. Harmful additives that you should not have in your food. When we go to the supermarket, please and please, I beg you, read the labels when you go to the supermarket so you could make sure that you make a right selection. Red dyes. Any food that has red dyes in it has 40% suspected cancer agent in it. 40% of suspected cancer agents in red dyes. Carnal colors lowers immune system functions. It lowers your immune system function. It's C-A-R-M-E-L, caramel color. DES, it's a synthetic hormone used in chicken and cattle feed, causes cancer. Sodium nitrate in cured meats turns into nitrosamines when heated, a potent carcinogen. Cyclamates and saccharin is a chemical sweetness. Hexachlorophene, it's a cosmetic and deodorants. I don't know what those have to do with nutritions, but it goes into your body because we do know your skin is a largest breathing and living tissue that you have in your body. And most of the time, even myself, when I am giving medicine to my patients, I have to use gloves because your hand can absorb so much of the medicine that you are given. You could get yourself high in a way that you would never understand. You never swallowed it, but you're acting so strange as if you took the medicine yourselves, because your body can absorb all the medicine that is being given. So that's why I think that they use a cosmetic and deodorants here not to use in your skin, or some of the deodorants, because you have to use natural stuff. Because some of them contains chemical that is harmful to your health and harmful to your body. Oils and fat, those that heal and those that kills. Outer layers of animal, sweat, clogs arteries. Saturated hard fats, kills. Healthy oils, omega-3, naturally food and vegetable, grains, beans, flax seeds, soy foods, walnuts, cold water fish heals. Cold water fish heals. All those lists that I have just mentioned, all those things heals. And those that heals, let's continue. Monounsaturated oil, omega-9s, build sturdy cells membrane. Easily digest, do not clog arteries, maintain good level of HDLs in olive oil, avocados, olives, those heals. Those are all the healing food. Hydrogenate oil, partially hydrogenate fat, margarine, Crisco. I know I'm not, if that company heard me, they would shoot me. Crisco oil, etc. Clogs arteries worse than saturated fat, and those kills. Overconsumption of polyunsaturated and carcinogenic, this omega-6 alpha, alpha-linolenic oil are found in corn, sunflower, etc. kills. The omega-3 oils are essential fatty acids needed for health and longevity, found abundantly in flaxseed and flax oil, hemp oil, walnuts, almond, and in fish oil from salmon, tuna, mackerel, and sardines. Small amounts are found in other nuts, beans, and grains. Fish oil also contains DHA, also in mother's milk, and EPA, which are essential nutrients for the brain, those heals. Flax seeds, there's so much that I can go on and on and on and on that heals. We have less stuff that kills than stuff that heals. We have a variety, thousands and thousands and thousands of things that heals you, but yet people find ways to use just that little portion that kills to eat so much of it to kill themselves. This is unbelievable. The design of our creation in our creator in whole grains, the protein in grains are in the highest quality of usefulness for us. They contain enzymes that assist in the proper digestion in the kernel of grain. Grain contains mineral and are highly absorbable by the body. You have millets which is high in calcium and in alkaline. Grain contains antioxidant and lignans, which help keep cells healthy. There are over 70 antioxidants in brown rice. 70 antioxidants in brown rice. God has designed grains to be the center of the human diet. Great. Anything other than fruits and vegetables, whatever else you lean toward, you're leaning toward killing yourself. The pH balance, alkalinity, and acidity in the human body, the body constantly seeks the proper balance in its pH. Cancer patients generally have a pH on the acid side. But vegetable and fruits and calcium help the body maintain alkalinity. Cancer cannot survive in a body that is alkaline. Meat and dairy products produce acidity in the body. Meat and dairy products produce acidity in the body. So much information. I praise God. I thank God the day I stumbled upon that study. Honey is mentioned many times in scripture as a food. Raw honey, especially dark, contains nutrients, antioxidants, and enzymes. Scripture warns about overconsumption of honey. Rice syrup and barley malt are healthy sweeteners when used in moderation. Clean, organic, non-homogenized cow and goat milk are given as food in scripture, an homogenizing milk breaks up the largest butterfat globules in the in whole milk into tiny globules. The largest globules pass through out the body, and the tiny globules and the homogenized milk pass into the so in yada yada everything that they talked about. I'm telling you, it is all to educate us about how to eat, which is I'm not giving you a prescription to go eat meat, even though that they said those things are acceptable because of the way that they grew them. But we do know these days that we cannot consume any meat, especially some fish and chicken and goat. They inject those animals with so much chemicals these days. And when you look at a commercial of KFC now, those chicken legs are so big as if though they work out, as if they have it's like the arms of those chicken have such big vein in them, bigger than my vein. I'm telling you, those chicken work out. And beans and legumes, good nutrition, storehouse of B vitamins, folic acid, and rich source of protein and complex carbohydrate, low in fat, contains small amount of healthy fat. Folic acid protects against heart disease and cancer. Soluble fiber lowers cholesterol, contains protease inhibitors, which protects against cancer. Soybeans have extraordinary health benefits, contains complete proteins, same quality as milk and eggs, but lack of cholesterol, contains healthy fat, FDA approves. Healthy claims that the soybeans and soy products helps lower cholesterol, including LDL, reduces chances of blood clots, contains phytoestrogen, which help protects against breast and prostate cancer. FDA recommends minimum of 25 grams per day. Tofu, 10th, miso, soy milk, textured vegetable, protein, TVP are healthy soy products. Eating close to God's direction in contemporary society. I will be finished in a few. I'm hoping that you are taking notes, and I'm hoping that you're really educating yourselves today. It says, make grains the center of your meal. Look for kashi, a seventh pillar, which sesame seed, complete protein, include beans on a regular basis. I put emphasis on that because I consume a lot of that, which my wife, every time I put big pots on the stove, and she heard, shh, says, what is that? And I said, black beans. She says, oh, not again. Not again. And I said, honey, this is what God has designed for us to eat. The people of Israel in manna for 40 years, and you and I have turned only 14 years since we're married. We have a long way to go to eat beans. We have a long way to go. As much as possible, eat vegetable and fruit raw or lightly cooked. Save the water for soup. Do not throw your vegetable water away. Save those water for food. I know all those things that I am talking about here making people hungry right now. Use organically grown vegetable and fruit as much as possible. Eat a variety of below a variety of below or and above ground veggies. Eat colorful fruits like blueberry, strawberry, and cherries. Avoid drinking chlorinated water. Drink green tea daily. Avoid soft drink. Instead, juice and vegetable fruits. Eat cold water fish and lake fish with fins and scales. Choose farm-raised fish when possible. Eating natural sauerkraut, not heated in can, will add additional enzymes into the digestive system found in the cooler of natural food stores. And I have a lot of available references for you wherever you can find all those food that are available. God created all these plants and food for us to eat. Why are we leaning toward everything that would kill us? I praise God the day that I stumbled upon that study. And I put a spin on it and add a few stuff to it with the help of the Holy Spirit. And it says here, it put a reference. There's a reference here in black beans that is so vital. It says you have black beans are a fiber and protein-rich source of carbohydrate. 100 grams of beans provide 21.6% of protein, making them a great part of any healthy diet. In general, legumes are packed with iron. Additionally, black beans are a good source of magnesium, thiamine, potassium, and folate. Folate and iron work together to support the production of red blood cells and improving blood flow, while folate plays an integral role in the preventive in preventing neural tube defects during pregnancy. Folate can also help lower the risk of heart disease, stroke, and peripheral artery disease. So there you go. This is all the list of the vegetables and all the plants and fish and stuff that God created for us to eat. This is just a partial of the things that is found in nature that we can eat. To finish, I did promise you 3 hours, but I'm sorry for cutting it short because some people start yawning already and probably some people are falling asleep. My last advice that God were created us to worship. We were created to worship our Creator. We cannot worship God in a diseased body. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let us glorify God in everything that we do. Practice the 8 laws of health: nutrition, exercise, drinking water, sunshine, temperance, fresh air, rest, and above all, trust God. May God bless you.
Amen.